Joined in studio for this special edition of The Bottom Line, Stephanie Cover is with me, the only personal injury attorney I've ever recommended or ever will. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935. Put that in your contacts or just go online to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law and you can get the process rolling online there. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Thank you for having me, Roger.
It's good to have you here because we're going to get into a topic of conversation. I think sometimes it feels almost like it becomes an annual event. But one thing you and I have noticed over the years of working together is the number of people who are trying really hard to, for whatever reason, to solve a personal injury case with as much legal expertise as they can get without actually having to engage a personal injury attorney. And I know you and I have talked ad nauseum about the fact that it really is biblical to engage an attorney for this type of thing, because when you think about the attorney's role in court, you know, being the advocate, kind of like the Holy Spirit, if you will, you know, pleading your case. But the laws have gotten so weird and gotten so convoluted that I don't want to say, for anybody who writes insurance policies for a living and listens to The Bottom Line Show, we love you in the Lord and we think this is great, but your company doesn't care about your policyholders as much as Stephanie Cover does. Is that a fair assessment, Stephanie?
Yes, because they're not Christian-based.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, there is no big Christian company, like there's no Chick-fil-A of insurance companies, right? There's no Hobby Lobby or whatever that runs on Christian values. And that's just the nature of the industry. There might be Christians who work there, but that's not the way the industry works. And Stephanie, you know that because you spent many years as an attorney for the insurance companies, kind of upholding their bottom line. What was it that led you to go into private practice doing personal injury law on the other side? Because I'm sure now the insurance companies go, oh no, not her again.
I felt constrained that I couldn't do what I want. I couldn't witness. I wanted to actually expand my learning. Mm-hmm. And it was only certain things that, you know, the firm would work on. And I just felt it was a better way for me to be able to reach out, talk to people and help people. Because when you work for an insurance company, your phone conversation is recorded.
Mm-hmm. And so that really does limit what you're able to say to a client, to someone that you're working with in terms of, especially as far as your faith goes. That's gotta be a real challenge. I mean, to where it's just so natural for you to share, you know, well, it's supernatural, but natural, to share your faith, and also to share things like, you know, in terms of, we've talked about the whole, insurance industry is restitution when it comes to personal injury law. And you can cite passages in the Old Testament that say, hey, look, if something happens and your ox is gored by another ox, then you've got to figure out a way to, you know, recompense the person who was wronged for that. There are lots of biblical reasons why personal injury law is biblical. And I think in the culture has gotten kind of a bad rap because the personal injury attorneys sound, well, we use terms like ambulance chaser and stuff like that. But you're not that.
No. You know, there are some that's what they pride themselves on. They hire tappers, which is actually illegal. Someone to go out and follow ambulances. That's where they get that.
Oh my goodness. I just thought that was kind of some slang colloquialism. No. I didn't realize they actually really do that. Oh my God.
And then they'll talk to people who are the ambulance people when they have somebody, you know, they have radios in their car that will notify them when there's accident. It's just really
incredible.
Not very ethical.
No, not at all. And I think that, unfortunately, then all personal injury attorneys get painted with the same brush. So that's one thing that you have battled, and we will uphold your integrity here at The Bottom Line Show about Stephanie Cover with Cover Law being the personal injury attorney with personal integrity. But there's another side of what's going on here too, Stephanie, and I'd love for you to take some time to address it here. The number of people who, for one reason or another, might reach out to you, contact you, have a consultation with you, and then think that they could do your job better than you by trying to handle their case on their own. The law, especially here in the People's Republic of California, has become so convoluted. I would venture to guess it's virtually impossible to defend yourself or to be, you know, the plaintiff in a personal injury case without legal representation anymore. Is that an accurate statement?
That's very accurate. I mean, you know, if you talk to someone and you get 2 minutes of knowledge, that will be a very, very small portion of your case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
versus how many years of law school and how many years in private practice,
right,
and how many years of continuing education. If you, I mean, I'm only bringing this up because these are all just realities. I mean, Stephanie and I have a conversation all during the COVID pandemic. We would talk about the laws that had changed and the procedures with courts and filings and getting documentation and everything that had changed dramatically because, yes, of the COVID pandemic. Things that I wouldn't have known to ask, but Stephanie did because she spent a lot of time while she wasn't working on cases because the courts were closed, learning what the new laws were, to her credit.
Right. And they, and insurance companies always try to change philosophies. They try to see what will work. Some of them will still be really very polite and very friendly, but very stringent in their talk. The other one, other type of insurance companies will give you false insurance that they respect you and your case, and they're going to work very hard, and they're going to pay you what you deserve, and that, and it's, it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
It never happens.
No,
no,
no. The insurance company.
When I worked in a law firm with 50 people, in all the years I worked, there was never one person that we can talk about that was overpaid. And that's with, you know, with an attorney. So without, yeah, you're really, they just don't even understand what's going on.
Well, I can assure you, having been I've never actually been a client of Stephanie's because of her good counsel to me saying, well, I was involved in a couple accidents. Neither one of them needed the case. My son has been a client of Stephanie's. I have other family members who have been, and that we know that other family members of the Bottom Line Show have benefited from Stephanie's expertise. And I can say 100%, as they say in the culture these days, that the advice she has given has been phenomenal. And there's no way we would have done as well in our cases if we had tried to do them on our own. And Stephanie Cover's with me from Cover Law, 877-214-4935, or go to kbrightradio.com/Cover. That's Stephanie with an F and Cover as in cover. Stephanie, you and I were talking recently that involved an extended family member who was involved in a car accident and had auto insurance with the major insurance company. I reached out to him and said, hey, you know, have you called Stephanie yet? No, I got this. And my big insurance company is going to take care of it. And when they initially offered a settlement on a virtually new car, it's about a year old, instead of offering full, they had comprehensive, you know, collision replacement. The amount they offered was actually the salvage value of the vehicle. And followed up on their behalf, it was four times the amount that they were due, but the insurance company was just going to try to say, here's what your car is worth, and basically violate their own policy. Just, I mean, it was, I was shocked. And I know that when I brought that to your attention, you said, oh, well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. That kind of stuff happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because you have to realize they're for profit and the employees want to keep their job.
Yes.
So they'll talk the talk, but they don't follow through. And actually, a lot of them don't even really understand what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start talking to them and say, well, you can't do this because of this in the law and this in the law, they're not even aware of it. So then when it's working with me, they just bump me up to somebody who has some, you know, education and knowledge, and we just try to work to resolve it.
Yeah. Yeah,
one thing is that I like to do on some, especially some difficult cases, I am known to be very straightforward. And if it's an attorney rep case, you know, because I have that reputation, someone will call me to try to negotiate a case, but they may spend 20 minutes talking about their child in Little League, and then two or three minutes saying, hey, you made that offer. How about this? What do you think about this? And boom, it's settled. Or boom, I got what I want. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it has to do with talking to people, knowing how to talk to people. Being in the industry, you see the same people all the time. So mm-hmm. you have a reputation. And so they kind of know who you are. And then that builds up momentum to help other people.
You know, and Stephanie is sharing this, Stephanie Cover with Cover Law, by guest today here on The Bottom Line, 877-214-4935. Make sure you have that name and number in your contacts. I'm going to say this as directly as I can. So consider this an exhortation from a brother in Christ, not someone barking at you. Stephanie knows these people. You don't. Okay. That's the thing that I take to heart. When you talk about all the people that she runs in contact with and the number of years that she served, she knows these people. You don't. So when you go to been with your company for Lord knows how long, and they get in an accident and you try to file a claim and they want to write you a check in 2 days and just get it off the books and be done with it. And it's going to be a low ball offer. You haven't had a chance to figure out your pain and suffering. You haven't had a chance to figure out damage to your car, or maybe you slipped and fell at work and it's a workers' comp thing and there's a whole different category. Or maybe you're out walking your dog and another dog comes up to check out your dog and bite you in the ankle. That's the kind of case that Stephanie handles too. And we, as people, there's no way. The laws are just so convoluted that we couldn't possibly know the laws. We don't know the people who are the judges, the other attorneys, this, that, and the right. other thing. But Stephanie Cover does. And that's why I'm making my most urgent plea to Bottom Line Show listeners. If you've been involved in an accident, first of all, get medical help, but also call Stephanie Cover. And don't just take a two-minute quiz. She spent years in law school. She spent many, many years practicing law. There, she knows way more. I've learned everything that I know how to say about law from Stephanie, right? Okay. I've never been to law. I took one business law class when I was in college and I was 19 years old. That's it. Okay. I know that if I get involved in an accident, I'm calling Stephanie, and I want you to do the same thing too.
Thank you, Rod.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, and I know that you partner with us here on the Bottom Line Show because you believe in this ministry. And there's a teamwork and there's a camaraderie, and it's now more, we're living in strange days.
Yes, we are.
This is a time when believers of all people need to band together. And I'm not saying don't just buy a Christian or hire a Christian attorney because they're Christian in name only. Jim and Stephanie Cover the real deal. And now more than ever before, law is their calling, but when it comes to the real heart for ministry, Stephanie, I know with your work with Hope Fest, OC and everything, your heart is for lost souls first and foremost. Talk about how the one fuels the other. Your passion for ministry, your passion for personal injury law. This is your ministry.
It's helping others, helping people who are injured. Maybe they've had prior very bad injury. Mm-hmm. They may be overwhelmed and may need to be directed a little bit regarding their care or their work or their having someone taking care of their children, just trying to move them into a better space, trying to get them to that point to where they were before this happened. And mm-hmm. then, with Jesus, it's everything to make him part of your life so that each day you spend with him, it's amazing how he blesses my work, how I'm working on a file and all of a sudden an attorney on that case will call after I'm done reviewing it. He's done that so many times for me. And so I'm fresh and right up on it. And it's just partnership. It's just partnership. It's a life partnership like you, and it's the best way to live.
Yes.
You don't want to save Jesus for heaven. You want to have Jesus today.
No. Yes, exactly. Yes. Today is the day of salvation. That's for sure. Well, Stephanie, appreciate your heart. Appreciate your passion for personal injury law. It's a tough, probably one of the, it doesn't have a great reputation. And so to have somebody, but it's necessary. And to have someone with your integrity and your reputation practicing personal injury law is a win-win-win-win-win for the kingdom, for Bottom Line Show listeners, and I think just for the legal community as well. Stephanie Cover, have her name and number in your contacts. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or go to capebrightradio.com/Cover Law, and you can sign up and kind of have Stephanie in your back pocket the next time a personal injury case comes your way. Stephanie, thank you for your partnership, for your friendship, and thank you for being with us today here on The Bottom Line.
Thank you for all of that too, Roger. I'm very grateful. Thank you.